Mama, welcome. Pull up a seat and join me in one of the most difficult conversations that we can possibly have. The loss of our children. United in this very uncomfortable motherhood as we come to understand what it means for our children to be swaddled in the stars when we want so badly for them to be in our arms. We're going to chat about grief, about joy, and about chasing rainbows, and I am honored to walk by your side.
All right, Mama, so I don't know about you, but I am super behind in Christmas shopping. And even though my love language is gifts and I just love thinking about other people, sometimes it can be anything but peaceful. How are you feeling this season with all of the things that you still have to go buy? Or are you rocking it like my mother-in-law and you have everything done and wrapped and ready to go? I am not that person. I am still like messaging people to see like who I'm supposed to be buying what for. Like my brothers and I do a sibling swap, so we like, I'll buy for my brother and his girlfriend, somebody will buy for me and my husband, and it's really fun, but it's like we found that out like 2 days ago. So we do what we can, mamas, and sometimes it doesn't feel like much, but we try really hard. It takes every ounce of energy from us. It can take away our peace, but it ought not to take away our joy. I hope this season that as you are purchasing gifts for other people, whether that's your friends or your family, your living children or your spouse, whoever it may be in your life that you are buying gifts for, please do not let the stress get the best of you. There's nothing more special than sharing something with someone you love, and it's important to remember that even when we don't have everything done and we have wrapping to do. It's hard to buy in memory of our lost child, so that's something we also try to work out this Christmas season. We try to consider Casey not only in the gifts we buy for our child, but the gifts we buy for other people in loving memory of our child. So what we did last year, is that was our first Christmas without our child, is we engaged first in our stocking swap. We traded with other mamas. I surprised my husband. We traded with other mamas Christmas cards, and I filled a stocking with Casey's name on it, and I didn't put it out until Christmas. And so Christmas morning, my husband was surprised to see Casey included under our tree in that way, and we got to spend some of our morning just opening up cards together in loving memory of Casey. We had Casey cookies, I believe, or known to most as Milano cookies. I always call them Casey cookies because we were gifted them by a friend, and that was just one way we think of Casey often. But we also wanted to include Casey with our families, because in our home we know that, you know, just family is so important to us first and foremost, but also like I would want my children to buy or make something for their grandparents. I think that relationship is important, and I think raising your kids to be generous and thoughtful is important. Obviously, Casey not being on earth would never be able to gift our parents in the way that the rest of our children will be able to, but what we were able to do was to donate a pack and play to a local pregnancy center for a mom who might be deciding to get rid of her child but decides to keep her child. She now has some resources that she needs because of Casey. And so we made that donation in our parents' names and made a really fancy card that we gave to them that they were able to open on Christmas. And it was super special and definitely set our bar high for how we include Casey. So we're trying to think of creative ways to do that again this year. Have you thought of your lost child and what you might want to gift them or what you might want to gift the world on behalf of them? If you're involved in the Christmas card swaps, I know we talked about that in another episode. That is one awesome way to continue their little legacy and to give Christmas in their honor and share their story with other people, whether that's through a thoughtful message or sometimes people actually include their children's stories in their Christmas cards. we were gifted from friends about Casey or strangers about Casey through doing things like that. And I want that for you too. If you have parents who acknowledge your last child, or a spouse who acknowledges your last child, or even kids who know about your child, consider gifting them from your child. Consider keeping that memory alive and special. This year, our daughter, we recently adopted a 14-year-old, and she knows about Casey, and we're also pregnant with her little brother, right? We're pregnant with little Landon, who will be coming in February. And so for Christmas, we got her a big sister like tote bag from us, and then inside the tote bag we're gonna wrap little keychains, one that says big sister and it comes with like a little one that says little brother, and that'll go in his diaper bag, but also one that says I'm a big sister to an angel in heaven. And I think it's so beautiful to be able to include our lost children with our living children and to honor them through the gifts, physical gifts that people can see and feel and touch and not forget how powerful our family is just through our experience. I hope this is encouraging to you, and I hope it gets you thinking, Mama, in ways you can be creative. If you are journaling along with us this season, maybe jot some ideas down about what you think would be a good gift to offer the world in loving memory of your child. What gift you want to give your child, whether that's putting up a little Christmas decor on their gravesite or on their memorial shelf if you have that. I know of people who get stuffed bears and they dress them up. Different ways that you can honor your child and gift them this Christmas. Don't let gifts be the thing that brings you down this season. Don't let it take away your peace. I hope this week that you find peace in being able to gift the world with a gift that you may have lost. Your precious little child can make such a difference in other people's hearts, even though they're not here physically. And I'm so encouraged and inspired to hear what you are going to choose to do to honor their little heartbeats and their little legacies. Please share your stories with me. I want to hear from all of you, just different things you've been doing this season as you've been listening to this podcast. And I hope to chat with you again tomorrow.